In my most recent interview with Aidan Bond, during our conversation and afterwards, a soul in purgatory appeared to him and his coworker Angela. The story is pretty amazing. I will share that with you in just a few moments, but I want to talk about the topic. How can we know whether it's a soul in purgatory or a demon? We will get to that in today's video. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, this is being recorded near the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. That's why I'm wearing this awesome shirt from St. Maximilian Kolbe, one of the parishes that we sometimes go to. This shirt was created by the youth minister there. If you like it and you want to purchase it for yourself, check it out. I don't know if you could see it just underneath the crown. It says 16670. That was the number that he had on him when he was a prisoner in Auschwitz. I will have Chris's email down below so you could contact him if you would like to purchase the t-shirt. So here is the answer that you've been waiting for. How can we know whether it's one thing or another? Guess what? We can't. We cannot always have certainty in the spiritual life. And if you are someone that wants control and you always want to know and you always want to be certain, I would check those intentions at the door, because we are a people of faith, not of scientific certainty. Even with our relationship with Jesus, we believe in him. We have faith in him. Most of us, by the time we die, will never have seen him physically, at least in some sort of vision or anything like that. So we can't even have certainty about Jesus. We are taking all of this on faith. And we need to realize that faith has to do with mystery, meaning there are some things that we know and there's a lot that we do not. However, our faith does give us guidelines about how to discern in these situations. We will go through these. First, let me tell you the story. So this is apparently what happened. He and I were having this conversation, this interview that you can see. I'll kind of post it right here. And either during the interview or afterwards, there was some sort of commotion or disruption that was happening. They heard some noise down the hall. I believe Angela went to go check, and she heard all this noise or a voice or something like that. These details, I'm giving you some of the details, and they have some dogs. So one of the dogs was kind of making some noise. So they knew someone was there. She thought it was perhaps her daughter. She went to go check, and there was no one there. And then she called Aidan and said, "Aidan, can you come discern what's happening here?" They went to go pray. And what came to him, or what he saw, I don't remember which it was a young woman in her 30s or 40s, blonde, and she had no shoes on. And for some reason in the apparition, she was pointing to her feet, somehow indicating either the type of life that she had or her state in life. And she was just indicating just this information. And Aidan somehow knew that she was a soul in purgatory that was in need of prayer. So then Angela began looking into the history of that house, and she saw that the family that had lived there, she was able to somehow to find information that the family that had lived there, there had been some people or this young person who had died without receiving Christian burial. She was able to get a number of information where it pointed to essentially, yes, this makes sense. This could be someone that we need to be praying for. Aidan discerned further, was able to confirm some of those details. And now they are praying for these people. And Angela was letting me know that they felt that this was a sign of God, that God was saying the souls in purgatory are needing prayers, and they are coming to find us to ask for prayers for all of us, that they want these ministries to grow because they need our prayers. So how can we tell whether it's a demon or a soul in purgatory? Again, as I said in the beginning, you cannot always. In the spiritual life, you're going to take risks. We're following a crucified Savior. So following Jesus is dangerous. It will get us killed, and we will often make mistakes, and there's nothing we can do to avoid that. So if you're someone that is a control freak or a coward, then you need to just go somewhere else, because you're not going to find the answers that you're looking for. And if someone gives you answers that try to guarantee certainty, they are lying to you just to make you feel better. The truth is, the spiritual world is difficult to discern. Some rules that can guide us. First of all, anytime that we are trying to seek out information or power or control in the spiritual life or in the spiritual world, that is a bad sign. Do not do that. This is, for instance, where you see people that have tarot cards and all these kind of New Age. What's behind the New Age movement? A desire for control, a desire for power, a desire to know. That's why we should not seek out certainty, but rather walk in faith, knowing that there's more that we don't know than what we do know. So one thing is, do not seek out information or knowledge or power or just curiosity. Usually, God sends us the requests. Jesus appears to us. He initiates. The saint shows up to us. The Holy Spirit reveals to us. The Holy Soul in Purgatory comes to us and asks us for some particular amount of prayer. Usually when they come, and when you read a lot of these different visions, they are very limited in the information that they give to the visionary or the mystic or the person praying for them. They give small amounts of information, basically basics about who they are so that the person can kind of check, is this a real person and who is it? And how much prayer they need. That's it. So anything that starts getting into, what about the future? Tell me about this. Tell me about that. There are very limited cases in which this might be happening, such as in the unpublished manuscript of Purgatory. That's kind of a unique situation. Usually they're just giving us very limited information. Three masses. Help me. My name is this. And then they leave. That's it. They're not there to converse because they are respecting the boundaries that God has set up. They are there to ask for help. And we should just humbly, perhaps we have some simple way of kind of checking. For instance, some of the mystics will say, praise be to God, or praise be Jesus Christ, or they'll sprinkle with holy water to make sure that it's not a demon. These are some things that can help. They're not guarantees. Stop seeking certainty. I know you out there, but they can help. They can help us to kind of further discern. We can also bring these things to other people, people of faith, often a priest. Sometimes people will say, well, go to your local bishop, go to an exorcist, go to a priest. Guess what? And you know this as well as I do. Many priests don't believe in this. So you cannot bring it to any priest or to any bishop. They'll look at you like you're crazy. That is not always an answer. And bringing it to an exorcist, they're busy. They're not just going to drop everything and help you out. They might think that you're crazy and they may simply not believe you. And if this is happening often, you cannot do this all the time. So at some point, we have to discern on our own. We cannot always literally have a priest right next to us. And you as well know that. And what I think is funny is people will say this, and then they're talking about their local priest and their local bishop or the pope, and they'll say, oh, I don't trust them. They're so liberal. I don't believe anything that they say. So you want church authority on the one hand, but on the other hand, you think all of it is fake or kind of tainted. So which are you going to choose? So that just goes to show that even with church authority, we can't always know. It is difficult to discern. Some people talk about this rule that is in the Old Testament that we shall not speak to the dead. Okay, now, first of all, this is a rule that was in the Old Testament. Things are a little bit different now. When Jesus died, he redeemed and transformed the spiritual world as well as the physical world. So whereas in the past, there was no communication with the dead, now all those that die are alive in Christ. That's why we can speak to angels, saints, Jesus, Mary, and at times the souls in purgatory. Why? Because they die and are in grace. Some perfectly, those in heaven, some partially, those in purgatory. That's why the rules are a little bit different now. So this is not communication with the dead. This is not a seance. And remember, what's behind a seance? A desire for power, a desire for knowledge, which is not what we're wanting to do. These are some basic guidelines. But again, no, there are no absolute rules with these things. Even the rules of discernment of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, we can make mistakes in applying them. We will make mistakes in the spiritual life. We have to be careful, do the best that we can, seek out good spiritual guidance if possible. That's not always possible. And be open to what God wants to do. Everyone wants to be holy, right? You want to be a saint. Well, guess what? The saints were constantly in communication with the spiritual world. Angels, saints, souls in purgatory. So how did they do that? When they were alive and doing this, they weren't canonized. So some of you will say, well, that was Saint Padre Pio. So he didn't need to worry. Well, he wasn't a canonized saint when he was alive. He had to take some risks. Same with you and I. And doing these types of things, will we make mistakes? Will we possibly do things that could hurt us? Yes. There's no way to avoid that. We cannot walk in the spiritual world or become saints and have it be absolutely safe all the time. We need to let that go. We must discern intelligently with other people, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to help the souls in purgatory. If they choose to appear to you, then do the best that you can and ask God to protect you as well as your guardian angel. Don't be afraid. God will guide you. Be open to these possibilities. It can transform your life. I will see you in the next one.